you get the majority of your sun, you know, exposure throughout your lifetime. You get that, the majority of that, two-thirds of that when you're a child. And most people, if they can remember back, most Irish people, because of our skin type, will remember getting sunburnt as a child. So we are, you know, increasing our risk a good, you know, a huge proportion by getting sunburnt and by not protecting our skin in the sun. So, you know, it should start as a child and it should continue throughout your whole lifetime.
Is it too late then for people? You know, if I'm looking back and going, oh, I got burnt a couple of times as a kid, is there any point in my wearing sunscreen?
No, it's not too late. It's never too late to start, you know, because if you limit your exposure, it's your total lifetime exposure is your risk. But because when we do get, you know, that's going back to, we do get the most of our sun as a child, but we still, and I mean, people are tending to go on a lot more holidays now, sun holidays especially, and we're, you know, it's not... it's common out for people to go away two or three times a year, and they're overexposing their skin, and especially then for people who work outdoors or spend a lot of time outdoors, you know, when they're in their adults, you know, as well. So people, you know, it's never too late to start protecting your skin. But basically what it is if you have sun damage as a kid, or even, you know, in your earlier years, you know, or even if you get it, sun damage today, you know, that it might, you know, if it's sunburn, it might cool off or it might peel away and disappear, but the layer under your skin is permanently damaged. So, you know, you need to stop further damage and to prevent further damage. So by covering up and using, it's called our SunSmart Coat.
What about sunbeds? You know, what about a lot of parents? I mean, even you see it for things like first communions and confirmations. You see young children increasingly more and more going for sunbeds. Are they any safer?
No, it's actually a myth, you know, that a sunbed is a safer tan. Basically, a sunbed is just artificial ultraviolet radiation, which is what comes from the sun and damages our skin. And there is research out there to show that some different types of sunbeds can be up to 5 times stronger than the midday sun. That research actually was from Australia, where they'd have similar, you know, sunbeds and sun lamps as ourselves. And, you know, research is showing that, you know, you can double your risk of skin cancer, you know, by going on a sunbed. And you're just increasing the total amount of exposure you get to ultraviolet radiation. And, you know, that's in the long term. Short term then, you know, there is damage to the skin. You know, you can get a sun, people can actually get burnt off a sunbed, and you can get skin irritations and skin dryness, and there can be damage to the eyes as well. And the whole problem in Ireland as well is that sunbeds aren't regulated, and you can go to, you know, a sunbed and have very, very fair, pale, freckled skin, you know, who really shouldn't be using sunbeds. And there's nobody there, you know, to say that you shouldn't use a sunbed, and there's no safety precautions with them as well. So, you know, the Irish Cancer Society would never recommend using a sunbed at all, and especially, as you know, for children, as you were saying, the first Holy Communion, you know, and likes of that, you know, you're just putting them at increased risk of developing skin cancer in later life and short-term damage.
Is there any safe way then? I mean, is fake tan the only way to go?
Yeah, fake tan, I mean, is a good, any of the fake, you know, and the plenty of products are a good option, you know, but just to remember, if you are wearing a fake tan, you're not protected from the sun as well, so you need to be careful. You know, a lot of people, it's not uncommon for people to, you know, to get spray tans and likes going on holidays, and people might think they are protected from the sun because they have that layer on them, but they need to wear their sunscreen or to cover up as well.
So you need to be aware of it at all times.
At all times, yeah. And, you know, we're just urging people to be sensible in the sun. And it means, you know, if people are going to be spending all day, you know, out in the sun over the summer months, you know, especially between April and September, just to be that extra bit careful, you know. And I mean, everybody likes going out in the sun, and there are some benefits as well. I mean, it produces vitamin D and it makes us feel good, and, you know, serotonin levels, it affects them as well. But it's just about urging people to be, you know, that bit smart, and Sun Smart, as our campaign is called.
Over the summer as well, I think a lot of people have a notion that maybe in Ireland you don't need to wear sunscreen, or it's only for going abroad that you need your sunscreen.
Yeah, I mean, there is that feeling out there as well, and people tend to be, we tend to see that people are, you know, quite, you know, clever and sensible when they do go abroad, but then they forget in Ireland, and you see plenty of, you know, red and burnt bodies walking around. But the same rule applies in Ireland as well, especially between, you know, from now on. And people should, you know, if they are going to the beach, if they are going to be out and about all day, especially kids, if they're going to be out and playing, you know, just put a hat and a t-shirt and, you know, a pair of shorts on them, make sure they're covered up as much as possible.
And is it relevant even on cloudy days or during winter?
It is. It's relevant to that, yes. Even a day like today, you know, with this, a number of clouds in the sky, this, ultraviolet radiation actually comes through about 80% of the clouds, you know, so there's only a little bit absorbed by them. So, you know, people can often find that, you know, if they're out and about and they tend to say they get windburnt, you know, it's actually sunburn coming through the clouds and affecting them. You know, just take extra care between April and September. And wintertime then, you know, to take care, you know, maybe for if you are going to be out and about, just putting on a hat or, you know, a little bit of sunscreen, especially if people are out golfing and the likes, you know, they're spending a lot of time out underneath the sun. And then if people are going on winter holidays, you know, and they are going skiing or snow sports, make sure they have their sunscreen on their face and their hands.
And what are the risks? I mean, what are the figures in terms of number of people who are getting skin cancer? Is it increasing?
Yeah, it's increasing every year. We now have about 5,800 cases of skin cancer every year in Ireland diagnosed. And it's actually the most common cancer and not many people are aware of that. There's two types, non-melanoma and then there's malignant melanoma. The non-melanoma is actually the most common and it's very, very preventable and very, very treatable if it's caught early as well. And then the malignant melanoma, there's about 400 cases a year. It's a more serious type, but it's quite rare. But what we'd be urging people is, you know, with regards to the early detection, is just to keep an eye on their skin.
What are the signs?
The signs, you'd be looking for, you know, a lump or a spot or a growth that appears on your skin and doesn't heal, or one, you know, that has been on your skin and it changes. You know, if you have a mole or a freckle that you've had for quite a number of years and it changes, you'd be looking out for, you know, changes in colour, changes in size, changes in the shape, and if one half is unlike each other, you know, just to keep an eye on them and just to go and get them checked out with your GP. And the main thing to remember is that mole spots and lumps and growths will be harmless, but it's just safer to get them checked out with your GP, because early detection is vital with skin cancer.